أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب لستم على شيء حتى تقيموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا فلا تأسى على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 68 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turns the address to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala had commanded him to propagate, to transmit the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here there is another very special message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands him to deliver, but this time to the Ahli Kitab. What is this message? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, the Torah and the Injil, لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ You people are not on any creed, you people are not on any religion, any way of life, حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ Until you establish the Torah and the Injil. And then, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ And you establish that which was revealed to you from your Rabb. The Torah and the Injil we discussed, despite the fact that the Quran Sharif was revealed after all of that, it abrogated every other wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here more especially Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the fact that establish that part of the Torah and the Injil that spoke about our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The qualities are there, the characteristics of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, the physical build of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also been described over there. Then establish that and bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One interesting aspect here is Allah ta'ala mentioned the Torah by its name. Allah ta'ala mentioned the Injil by its name. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ That which was revealed to you from your Rabb, which is unanimously the Quran Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala does not take the Quran Sharif by its name, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Allah Ta'ala says that it is that which has been revealed to you. So why did Allah Ta'ala not take the Quran by its name? Here reference is being made to all the different types of wahi that was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One wahi was the Quran Sharif. One wahi, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى That he did not speak from his own desire, and that is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Whatever was revealed refers to both the Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One cannot possibly bring iman in the Quran and then bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and having brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reject the words and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا That which was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مِنْ رَبِّكَ from your Rabb. And again we can see, Allah Ta'ala is making reference to Quran. Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the special mode of wahi, which was the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was also imbibed into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This wahi increases many amongst them in tughyan, in insolence, in their rebellion against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it also increases wa kufra in the kufr, the disbelief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One would have thought that in the initial stages of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam coming to Medina Tayyibah, there could have been some reservations that they would have had about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Islam, although they awaited the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then they now first hand observed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first hand they heard this wahi,
First hand, they heard this Quran, confirmed the Torah, the Injil. The Quran is not saying anything different in the fundamental principles of deen from the Torah and the Injil. They ought to have accepted. But as revelation came down, their rebellion against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kufr against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had increased. فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. In the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala said to Nabi alayhi salam, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. You reveal, you propagate, transmit whatever was revealed upon you. Now after you delivered this message, فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Do not grieve, do not feel bad, do not have any difficulty in your heart upon the qawm al-kafirin, the disbelieving community, the unbelievers, because you have done your task, you have done your duty. They also know this is the haq and the truth. Their rebellion against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam should not cause you any grief. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.